Hi there. The word for you today is release yourself from bitterness. Hebrews 12 verse 15 says, see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. Releasing yourself from bitterness calls for these five things. Number one, choosing to forgive. Ephesians 4:32, forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. Now, whether or not the person who hurt you apologizes, is dead or alive, or is still hurting you, your only option is forgiveness. By forgiving, you set yourself free to enjoy your life. Number two, releasing the wrongdoer from all expectations. By changing your expectations, you can reclaim your peace of mind. Look, whether or not the other person changes is his or her business. Just move on. Requiring a certain response from somebody actually keeps you bound to them. Paul says in Galatians 5 and 1, Christ has set us free to live a free life. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Isn't that great? Number three, transferring to God all expectations for your needs. His word says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Note the word all. God can supply the people, the resources, and the opportunities you need to live a joyful life. All you've got to do is trust him. Number four, asking God to bless your offender. Yes, and this is difficult, but Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That kind of prayer puts you in the driver's seat of your own life. And number five, do something nice for your offender. Ask God how you can bless them. You say, is that in the Bible? Yes. Romans 12:20, the New Living Translation of the Bible says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will conquer evil by doing good. So, you defeat anger and bitterness by believing and then acting on what God tells you to do in his word.